Management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And my co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Hey, how are you?
We are in the studio today for a special edition of Superhuman Radio Casual Friday, and that is the Halloween edition.
Really?
Yes. Elisa has handpicked music for all the breaks. although she didn't pick this one. This one, the Nightmare Before Christmas theme song, was one that I wanted. So.
But it's Nightmare Before Christmas, not Halloween.
Yes, but it's about when the characters of Halloween take over Christmas.
Oh.
And instead of delivering gifts and toys, they deliver ghoulish things and spiders, and kids open up their packages and there's spiders in them instead of toys. And it's like how wrong it would be to combine, to let the people who run Halloween run Christmas.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that one, Tim Burton. Sorry.
Yeah, I liked it. It was really a good one. I actually liked that movie a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. So anyway.
So did you like it as much as going to Trader Joe's this morning?
No. Trader Joe's was amazing this morning, wasn't it? I mean, we've been waiting for this for how long, to have Trader Joe's in Louisville, Kentucky?
Long time.
Yeah.
We finally got one.
And we were there. They opened at 8 o'clock. We got there about 10 minutes to 8, right?
And there was already a long line.
Out the store, around the corner of the little parking lot.
It was interesting. I saw people had hammocks that they had laid, like
slept out last night. Yeah,
people were tailgating. There were like card tables.
Yeah, people
crazy.
Actually slept out waiting for Whole Foods.
Is it that there's nothing else going on in Louisville, Kentucky, or is it Trader Joe's is that exciting?
I think Trader Joe's is that exciting, especially when you've had to buy a lot of your products. For those of us who work hard to buy healthier foods, I think when you've had to buy a lot of your products from Whole Foods.
Whole paycheck.
Here's my $80. Give me my six items and let me get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Fresh Market, which, you know, although Fresh Market sent, in my opinion, has a better quality of product, they're just as expensive when you look at them as Whole Foods.
Right.
And then you see Trader Joe's. And Trader Joe's is a combination between Whole Foods, Fresh Market, and a discount shopping store because everything is so darn inexpensive.
Walked away with two bags for $30.
I mean, we were shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, my God, a big bag of macadamia nuts was $6. Any place else, they sell six. That little bottle in Kroger's is $6 of macadamia nuts.
Uh-huh. And they're not as fresh either.
No, they're not as fresh.
No.
And if you like seafood, there's no better place to buy fish than Trader Joe's.
Right. Oh, I was going to say something because there's some controversy going on right now about fish. I think the Boston Globe had an article out about how when you go to restaurants, and we've talked about this before on the show,
right.
That if you order one type of fish, you're getting something totally different.
Right.
So you just have to be careful where you order fish and because you may not be getting what you think you're getting.
The problem is a lot of white fishes, once you cook them, they all look and taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're getting Boston scrod, and you're actually getting monkfish.
Well, and remember we talked about before on Casual Friday about the different fishes coming from Thailand and Vietnam and how...
How they swim with the poopy.
Yeah, they're raised in sewage water.
Yeah, they're raised with... imagine a little fish growing up next to a turd thinking it's its brother. Hey, come on, why don't you swim with me? Come on.
So I kind of, I know I need to eat more fish. It's just difficult when you read things like that.
Yeah, I know. And interestingly enough, they have great grass-fed beef at Trader Joe's.
Oh, do they? Didn't somebody post on Facebook that he bought some from Trader Joe's
yes.
and it didn't smell right?
But with any, look, grass-fed beef doesn't smell like the beef you buy at the grocery store. In fact, raw grass-fed beef smells just like wet dog. Any of you who've ever had a dog that came in out of the rain and you mm-hmm. had to dry it up, you know what a wet dog smells like. Well, that's what grass-fed beef smells like.
What does it taste like?
It tastes really good. Have you ever had deer? You grew up on a farm. Did you ever have venison?
No, but there was a deer in my front yard this morning.
Yes. Did you shoot it and eat it?
No.
Well, there was a missed opportunity right there.
He was so cute. Yeah. I wanted to take him food outside.
Yeah, he looked tasty to me. But anyway, anybody who's ever eaten game, wild mm-hmm. game, knows that it's a much leaner, much fruitier flavor to the meat.
And so that's what
what grass-fed beef tastes like. Yes, and it's delicious. It'll take your palate changing a little bit to become accustomed to grass-fed beef, because we've been trained to think that beef is supposed to taste like that crap we buy at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. It's not supposed to taste like that. So get past the difference in the way it smells and the difference in texture, because the texture is different as well, and eat it. And I promise you, your body will thank you for it.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's anti-inflammatory beef. So anyway, but Trader Joe's was great.
Well, and interestingly enough, right down the street from Trader Joe's is Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So driving home, I looked and there was no one in the parking lot at Whole Foods at all.
Right.
And I know we talked about this on the show a long time ago, but Whole Foods Market, they entered kind of an agreement with Monsanto.
Yeah, pact with the devil.
Yeah. So
to sell us GMO.
Yeah, they are proclaiming their support for organics, and they gave the green light to the USDA bureaucrats to approve the conditional deregulation of genetically engineered herbicide-resistant alfalfa.
Yeah, great. Good. Whole Foods, thanks. So basically what they've said is they're not opposed to genetically modified foods any longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that now you know what you're getting especially if you buy the what's their private label, 365 or something like that?
365.
So if you buy the 365 products, chances are you're getting genetically modified foods in there. Whenever available. Whenever.
Interestingly enough, speaking of GMO, I was at the organic section of Kroger. I don't know, everybody probably doesn't have Kroger, but that's our grocery store here that I don't go to very often. But I had to pick up something, and I was looking at something in the organic section, and I looked, and they're right in the section where they have the almond milk and the soy milk. They had listed on the label non-GMO on it.
On the soy, right?
On the soy and the almond milk, both.
Okay. It is possible to find non-GMO soy.
Is it?
Yes. 5% of the soy in the United States is considered non-GMO. But I find it hard to believe that they're really offering non-GMO
soy. But don't you find it interesting that it was on the label?
Yes.
Because I haven't seen that before.
No. Well, obviously, there's a lot of people out there who are interested in non-GMO foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I say when I say we have to be vocal about this, because they will sell us what we want. If we don't know what we want, they will sell us what they want.
Mm-hmm.
If we know what we want, they will sell us what we want. And that's why it's important to be vocal about, I don't like GMO stuff. And eventually more and more people will start advertising when they don't have GMO, or they'll source out non-GMO ingredients.
Well, I found it pretty refreshing to see that, and hope that other packagers will do the same thing.
Yes, and if enough people would get motivated in the state of California, everybody in California is in a funk right now. I think because the state's in such dire financial shape.
Uh-huh.
But California has an opportunity to change the rest of the country. If they could all get together and get a million signatures together, I think they only have like 200,000 signatures in the state of California. That's hard to believe. Everybody's so health conscious. They need a million signatures to get the GMO labeling requirement on the ballot there, and they'll get it. If they get it on the ballot, people will vote, and it'll be mandatory for all manufacturers of food products that manufacture food products and ship them into California to label them if they're GMO or not. And like Judith McGeary came on the show and said, manufacturers aren't going to have two different labels, one for California and one for the rest of the country. Everybody's going to benefit from that throughout the country. So if you know somebody in California, call them up and tell them to move their ass and get on that list, sign that list, become one of the people who wants the GMO labeling amendment on the ballot this year, so that they can get that on. The whole country will change. Because then what's going to happen is this. Companies like Monsanto are going to have to go, okay, everything that we make that's GMO is not going to be purchased anymore because now people will be able to identify it. What are we going to do? And guess what they're going to do? What did they do? Don't forget, Monsanto owned the company that made bovine growth hormone.
Right.
And when they found out that people were picketing all over the nation that they would not buy milk with that bovine growth hormone, they sold that company. They said, hey, get rid of that company. We don't need it anymore.
Good.
So they'll get rid of GMO real fast if this GMO labeling thing works out.
How many signatures did
you see? A million. And last I heard, they only had like some paltry 200,000. My God. Californians will line up and sign, to free Che Guevara. I mean, they sign everything. California's the most activist group in the world. They're not getting the message or something about the importance of this. So anyway, okay. But yes, it was fun. It was definitely fun at Whole Foods, and we're going to go back
Trader
and actually do.
Joe's.
I'm sorry, Trader Joe's. Thank you. Shame on me. That was me slapping myself. we will be going back there to shop when it's less crowded.
Yes.
We couldn't even get up and down the aisles.
No, it's too crowded.
Yeah. We actually have to take a break. We've gone a little bit over here. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, today's theme is trick or treat. We're going to be talking about different stories in the news. And it's your job to guess whether it's a trick story or a treat story, meaning if it's real or not. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5333. 1-800-875-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Who doesn't like this song?
I can picture Michael Jackson with his red leather jacket on.
It's really so sad that he's gone. And it's actually so avoidable.
I know. You know, it goes to show how important sleep is. I mean, the man was fighting to get sleep.
Yeah, he's tortured.
He was a tortured soul.
I know that feeling because back when I got sick in 2005, 2006, 2007, that I did that show about when Carl went through menopause,
mm-hmm.
I used to wake up I would fall asleep for maybe an hour, and I would wake up and I felt like a ghost in my own home. I would walk around. I would peer into the kids' rooms. They'd be sleeping soundly. And I would be like, I would do anything to be able to fall asleep like that. It's a terrible feeling.
It is, and I feel bad. I mean, like you said, it was avoidable, and what a waste of good talent. I mean, he was very talented musician. So Monday is Halloween.
I know, but more importantly, the 31st of this month signifies a very, very important date in the history of this planet.
Yes.
What is that, Elisa?
That our population will reach 7 billion.
7 billion people on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That is a lot of people.
That is a ton of people.
Right. And all of them trying to get here to the United States.
I know. No, I'm just kind of wondering if there's going to be enough candy to go around for all those people on Halloween.
I don't think the kids in some of the more war-torn parts of the world are worried about candy. But, you know, you and I have been talking about healthy snacks for children.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, kids don't want healthy, do they? They just want sugar, and that's it.
That's basically a problem. And you can't give out apples and oranges and things like that because they're just going to get tossed.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid in New York, you know, there was rumors. You used to bring your unpackaged Halloween treats to the local hospital and they would x-ray it for you because sadistic, crazy people would put razor blades in apples and like a kid would bite into it. How disgusting is that?
And I also heard like people would inject oranges with different things. And so, parents really have to be careful with when the kids come home with their bags, they need to really search the candy and make sure the packages are still closed. And
right. I mean, I always hate when I'm watching a TV show and then somebody says something and I say to myself, why did you say that? Now terrorists are going to think about that. But the truth is, if terrorists really wanted to hurt people, they could hurt them on Halloween. Uh-huh. They could hurt people in a devastating way.
Right.
But, you know, needless to say, the realities are that kids gravitate towards the crappiest stuff on Halloween. I mean, we did it too. Don't get me wrong. Give me a Snickers or a Kit Kat, and I was happy when I was a kid.
Well, I was trying to think of some healthy snacks that you could hand out at Halloween.
Right.
That not, kids would actually eat. That's right. The other thing. If it's something that is that is not packaged, the parents will throw it away. And if it's something that isn't sweet, the kids will throw it away.
Well, what do you? I suggested raisins. What do you think about raisins?
I think raisins are good, and you know, and even carob or dark chocolate covered raisins that don't have a whole lot of sugar. I'm for that. I think that's good.
Also, what about string cheese?
I think string cheese is really a good one because it's fat and protein, and that's what kids should be getting more of.
Okay, so, like, what do you think about those little small packages of nuts? Like, the you can get trail mix. You can also get the mixed nuts with almonds and walnuts in it.
I think that those are better choices than candy bars and just, you know, gobs and gobs of sugar. I think so.
Okay, what about juice boxes? Like, you can get organic juice boxes?
I don't like juice.
But isn't it better than a Snickers bar?
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
That's exactly why I don't like juice. It's actually metabolized even faster, I would imagine, than a Snickers bar because there's no digestion process. It's a liquid. It hits your stomach and hits your bloodstream.
And we all know apple juice has arsenic in it.
And and God knows what else.
How many grams of sugar?
Right. That's the problem with juices. Mm-hmm. Now, if we weren't such a crazy world where you could just give kids apples and oranges and tangerines. Now, and here's an opportunity for a company out there that happens to listen to this show. Next year, somebody needs to start packaging tangerines, packaging these things.
Well, they have bananas in a bag. Remember, we talked about that.
Yeah, but where do they sell those again?
It was over in the UK.
Yeah, bananas in a bag would be a good choice. Apple slice. Okay. The apple slices have some sort of preservative.
They have citric acid on them.
Yeah, citric acid.
To preserve them from getting oxygenated and turning brown.
Right. I mean, that would be a better choice than a Snickers bar any day. I mean,
well,
I would prefer
my
that.
Number one choice was a toothbrush.
But then you come from the dental industry.
So, but how many kids are going to get excited over a toothbrush? And toothbrushes are expensive, too.
Well, especially if you give them those ultrasonic toothbrushes away, they're $80.
No, you're talking about a Sonicare. Those are like $80, $90.
I know. That's the ones the kids really need.
They do need that, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of, where do you want to go? Because I actually have
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of dental care and dental industry, you were visited by somebody from your past yesterday.
I was.
Someone who helped mentor you and get you into the dental industry, right?
That plus he has a PhD in nutrition, believe it or not, and kind of got me interested in nutrition.
Okay.
He was around at a point in my life where I needed a little pushing.
Direction.
And yeah. he was very influential.
Right. So you had an opportunity to sit down with him,
mm-hmm.
and he asked you about the radio show, and you got on to this tangent about vaccines.
We did.
And so you said to him, can you believe they want to test the anthrax vaccine
on children? Yes.
And he said, well, you got to test it on someone.
I don't mean to laugh, but he did say that, and it's beyond me. I said to him, well...
What are they going to do? They're going to test it on inmates and the infirm in hospitals.
And the mentally challenged
right.
and military like they have been in the past. He said, well, they've got to test it on someone. Why not test it on the inmates?
And what I said, I wish I could have been privy to this conversation. What I would have said to him was, you have grandchildren? And he probably would have said, yes. And I would have said, well, why don't you let them test it on your grandkids if you feel that way? If you feel like they have to test it on somebody, be a patriot. Let them test it on your grandkids. Nobody wants it tested on them. Let's face it. Nobody wants to take the risk of being sick.
No. Well, the anthrax vaccine has been used with adults.
And it's been proven to do some – you know, when you sign up for the military, one of the things you sign away is your control on what the government wants to put in your body. They test vaccines on military guys all the time. We're doing a show next week on Monday. Dr. Meryl Nass is coming on. She is an authority on vaccines. And she's appeared in front of Congress to discuss the fact that, and I forget what the number is, if it's 1 out of 1,000, or 1 out of 100 military guys who get the anthrax vaccine develop heart problems from the vaccine.
Really?
That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to walk into a situation completely healthy and then at the whim of some agency or government, you become unhealthy when it was totally avoidable by not getting the vaccine. It's unacceptable.
Now, I'm not saying all vaccines are bad. I don't want to, you know, everybody thinks, oh, well, I think vaccines are the way to, you know, control the population, which obviously isn't being controlled because there's 7 billion of us as of next Monday. But some vaccines are dangerous, and the dangers outweigh the potential benefits of them.
Well, speaking of dangerous vaccines, how about the HPV vaccine? There's so much in the news about that. I've got an article here from the Activist Post website that 26 more Gardasil deaths have been uncovered.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well, what I don't understand was, so when I was reading this article, I Googled it, and there was, there from 2009, there was an ABC story and a CBS story from 2009 talking about that the Gardasil vaccine was dangerous.
Yeah, it causes Epstein-Barr syndrome in young girls who get it, which is a debilitating brain dysfunction that completely lays them out for the rest of their lives. They're bedridden.
Well, so if that was known in 2009, how come they're pushing it now?
Well, because, listen, why? Because there's more money to be made. They're not going to abandon it because some small, because when you,
well,
when
that
you,
was a rhetorical question, right?
Well, okay. And here's the rhetorical answer. The, if you ask the people who are pushing them, they use the term like, oh, well, it's such a small fraction of people who have adverse reactions. You know what? Say that to the person who has the reaction. Say, well, you're part of a small group of people. You are a disposable human being. You are a necessary event in us protecting the masses. Say that to that person. You know what? I say all the vaccines should be tested on everybody at the CDC and everybody in Washington, D.C. first before they give them to the public. And everybody's family at the CDC and Washington, D.C. Your grandkids, your children, your cousins and nieces and nephews, and you yourself, you should undergo the testing yourself. And you will see how many of those people don't want to be tested on. And then I would say to them, why don't you want to be tested on? Only a small fraction of you are going to get sick. And they're going to say, yeah, but that fraction may be me. Aha. So now you understand how the rest of us feel. We don't want to be guinea pigs. We don't want to be the one out of 100 or even the one out of 1,000 or even the one out of 1,000,000. We don't want to be the one who gets sick from it. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you think you're saving, especially when they look at the statistics. And a lot of these vaccines don't really protect significant people against diseases.
Okay, so back to the conversation I was having. So we were talking about the flu vaccine. And I said, well, there's a new study out that shows that 59% of the flu vaccine, the flu vaccine is only 59% effective. And he didn't believe me.
Right.
So thank goodness for my new iPhone.
I Googled it
yeah. and pulled it out, and I started. There were so many articles there. There was one from the CDC.
It's on the CDC's own website.
Credible sources is my point.
Right.
And he still refused to believe it. He said, I've had the flu vaccine for 10 years, and I haven't gotten the flu. And I said, well, my father had the flu vaccine 2 years and got the flu both times.
And you know what? How does he know? That's like saying, because I was in the alarm industry, this is famous. I had an alarm system installed, and my home didn't get burglarized over 5 years, so I'm dropping the service because, obviously, I didn't need it. How do you know? You don't know. You don't know that the flu vaccine is what kept you from getting the flu, or maybe you just weren't going to get the flu.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the beauty of vaccines. That's why vaccines are so damn marketable right now, because vaccines can be used by everybody. You don't have to have a disease because they're designed to prevent the disease. And then the vaccine manufacturers use the people who don't get the disease as proof that the vaccine works, even if they weren't going to get the disease to begin with. It's just a loaded deck of cards. That's all it is. And that's why people need to be informed. You must understand the risks versus the rewards of vaccines and then make your decision. And that's why I am all for not an opposition to vaccination, but informed consent. I think people should know. Now, you do know that this vaccine is only 59% effective. And here are some of the side effects that a small percentage of people, which you may fall into, have seen when they take this vaccine. And you guess what? Less people would take vaccines, but that's not good for vaccine sales.
That's true. So you have Dr. Marion Nash coming on.
Meryl Nash. She's one of the most respected names in the business of vaccines. And you want to know something? She's so respected, and her arguments are so spot on, and she is so unbiased that I couldn't get anyone to debate her from the other side.
So she's coming on Monday?
Monday.
Good.
Monday. And we're going to be talking about, especially the timing is very, very important, since now they want to test anthrax vaccine on children. Please don't let it be one of your children. Please. Please.
I have a friend who has an 11-year-old, and she took her to the doctor this past week, and they were going to give her the HPV vaccine.
Right.
And my friend said she wanted to wait. And then the doctor said, after telling her that she should get it, said, well, that's okay. You have until she's 15. So that's a four-year gap.
Right.
That a lot can be learned in that 4 years.
Right.
So she's pushing it on the 11-year-old when she doesn't really have to have it until she's 15. And that, like I said, that's a four-year gap.
And let us not forget that the government elected agency to come up with new guidelines for prostate examinations and breast examinations and cervical cancer examinations, they discarded the presence of the human papilloma virus as an indicator of future risk of cervical cancer, because it's not conclusive, and virtually every girl over a certain age, like over 25 or 30, has HPV. But it doesn't turn into cervical cancer. Why would you want to be vaccinated for something like that? Why? It doesn't make sense.
No.
All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start in the next segment. I want to start picking some stories that are real and that are fake for the trick or treat emphasis on today's show. This is our special Halloween show. We should also talk about the significance of Halloween when we come back as well, where it all started. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster
mash. No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2
Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woman.
Yeah. You know, I remember the first time I heard that song. My father had bought a brand new Morse electronics console stereo for our living room, a little three-room apartment in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And that stereo was so loud in that little apartment. I remember listening. I still have this album.
Here. And vinyl.
Yeah, listen. That was the best. Anyway, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Halloween.
So do you know the origin of Halloween?
I do.
Okay, tell me.
It was originally a Celtic holiday or Celtic holiday, however you want to say it. It was designed to honor martyrs and saints. It actually was part of a term called All Hallowed Eve.
Wasn't it like a festival of the dead?
Yeah. To honor martyrs and saints. It was called All Hallows Eve, which was the evening before when bonfires were burned, to ward off the ghosts that walked the earth the day before All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really never designed to be a day to go trick-or-treating, but it actually is the oldest observed holiday in the world. And so what ended up happening was it transferred to a more, quote-unquote, Unitarian holiday, if you will. And then they integrated the whole kids getting dressed up like ghouls and goblins to because of the linkage to ghosts that walk the earth and so on and so forth.
You know what I found interesting is that traditionally the turnip in Scotland and Ireland was carved instead of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And the pumpkin became, because turnips weren't readily available in North America,
right.
So they started carving the pumpkin because it was bigger. But turnips, could you imagine trying to carve a turnip?
No, I can't. And then what kind of candle do you put inside of it? Which, by the way, you're an opponent for putting candles in pumpkins out on front steps for the kids.
Right, because so many of the costumes that the kids wear, and think about the safety, those things are so flammable.
Right.
They make those battery-operated little flameless candles. I think they should use those because, you know, if the kids are walking up and you've got a candle burning, it could easily, if there's in my neighborhood, 10 kids come at once and they're going to be jammed on the porch, and if they're close to that candle, it could go up in flames pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that is a problem. So they have alternatives to candles.
They have battery-operated flameless candles that can put in, and
they look just
fine.
Like real candles. So.
And another thing I did want to mention is like the costumes that these kids wear. It's going to be dark outside. Make sure they have glow sticks. And at Target, I saw a box of like glow bracelets for a buck, and they had 15 bracelets that were glow in the dark. You know, make sure that you have something that glows in the dark so that the kids don't get hit by cars.
Yes, yes. And if it's raining out, you should get one of those bags from the dry cleaners and wrap it around your kid's head with a rubber band around their neck so their head doesn't get wet. That's always a good thing to do. My mother did that to me when I was a kid.
That explains it.
So anyway, okay, so let's talk about some stories in the news. Are they real or are they fake?
Okay.
I hear that Paul McCartney fancies himself as a nutritionist now and is writing a cookbook.
Really?
Yes. And I say to Sir Paul that just because you like to eat food and you can cook, that does not necessarily make you someone who should be writing books about cooking. For instance, I was at the dentist recently. I have teeth. I think I'll write a book about dentistry.
You're an authority because you've been to the dentist.
Oh, I have teeth, and I like my teeth, and I brush my teeth and occasionally floss my teeth, not as often as I should, and I go to the dentist, so clearly I know something about dentistry.
Right, just like Paul McCartney knows about
nutrition
and vegetarianism.
Yeah,
he's
a vegetarian, exactly.
And it's that whole, it ties into that whole Meatless Monday thing. So is this a trick or is this a treat?
I don't know, you have to figure that one out yourself.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real.
Yeah, he's coming out with a book.
Yeah, he's coming out with a cookbook, and it's called I Want to Hold Your Pan. I want to hold your pan.
That's not the name of it.
If you're a vegetarian, you're not using a pan for anything, right? So he wants to hold it for you while you dice and slice your vegetables before you eat them. Look, I'm all for vegetables, but no one should exclude animal protein unless you have a spiritual reason not to want to eat animals. If you think that you're not eating animals because it's healthier, you're wrong. You're wrong. Just look at the people behind the movie Forks Over Knives. They are the sickliest looking group of people I've ever seen in my life. And clearly, I do not want to look like them, so I should not eat like them. Oh, there you go.
Clearly.
What other stories do we have, Elisa, that we can scrutinize today?
Okay. So, do you think that green tea consumption slows weight gain?
I don't know. They've been saying that for a long, long time. I don't know that I buy it. I don't know that. I know that it's all tied to the catechins. I hope I'm pronouncing
it. The catechins that... polyphenols,
right?
And the is it ECCG?
Yeah, and I don't know how to say that long word. Ectogalactic.
EGCG. It's yeah. EGCG.
Yeah, galactic check-ins, whatever it is. But yeah. I don't buy it personally because they've even gone to the extent of there's some companies out there that take and have a green tea capsule that's supposed to make people skinny.
Well, yeah, but don't take the capsule. Drink the green tea. It's so good for you.
Well, you stayed lean your whole life, and you've been your mom taught you to drink tea when you were a young girl, right?
Well, she didn't drink green tea. She drank black tea. But
doesn't black tea also have some benefits? No, I guess not.
Not something
we're going to talk about later.
But something we'll talk about.
There you go.
But in the Journal of Obesity, they say that I've got an article here from Natural News that says that it does. And I know Dr. Andrew's written a lot of things on his Subversity blog.
About green tea, the benefits of it. Yeah, so yes. Maybe that is true. I don't know. I'll have to see. Does green tea fight obesity, true or false?
Yes.
Okay. How
about
this?
According to the Research and Journal of Obesity, researchers continue to mount crucial evidence.
Right.
To support green tea as an agent against the war on fat.
And look at the Asians. They drink green tea almost exclusively, and they're all very, very lean.
Yes.
And they eat a lot of carbs. So maybe there is some value to it. What about this notion that caffeine – now, notice that I said caffeine and not 3 cups of coffee a day. But it was in the news the other day. You were reading the newspaper, and you said that there was some information about coffee may actually help fight skin cancer.
Yes.
Is that drinking it or rubbing it on yourself?
No, but I do hear that caffeine helps with cellulite. I read one time that Cindy Crawford used to do that with coffee, rub it on.
Coffee grinds. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. And caffeine absolutely can be used as a spot fat reducer. There's lots of evidence of that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And you believe that?
Yes, I know it for a fact. In fact, when I used to be the transdermal guru, because I marketed FloGel and FloGel Ultra into the United States. I had the exclusive rights to market FloGel and FloGel Ultra. One of the things that it was used for, and Anthony Roberts actually wrote a great article about it, was if you combine nicotine, caffeine, and glycerothinic acid, which is liberated from licorice, and in very mild doses, because you don't want to deliver it systemically, and rubbed it on the fatty areas of your body, it would very, very successfully cause not only a release of the fat, but a disposal of the fat.
Well, why don't we bottle that and sell it?
Because most people don't believe it. They just don't believe that spot fat reduction is possible.
Can't you just get coffee grinds and rub them on the areas?
Yeah, that's not a really efficient way to get the caffeine into your body, but yeah, I guess you could.
Well, okay, so then how come drinking caffeine doesn't do that?
Because, well, it does. The catecholamine effect of caffeine definitely is a beta-adrenergic activist, and it definitely does cause lipolysis to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But the amount of caffeine that you'd have to drink to have whole-body lipolysis occur would also overstimulate the central nervous system. That's why it's much better to use it as a local activator, if you will, because you can saturate the local skin with enough to get the fat to do what you want it to do without overstimulating the central nervous system.
Well, back to the study about how coffee is linked to the reduced risk of skin cancer.
Yes.
I read it in an article from the LA Times, and then Dr. Peter Rouse also sent us an article about it. But it's from Harvard Medical School and the Brigham Women's Hospital did studies on it.
Right.
And they say that women who drank more than 3 cups of coffee had a 20% reduction in the risk for basal cell carcinoma.
But see, this is one of those epidemiological studies that does not show the direct linkage to and the pathway, but just that women who drank coffee had lower rates of skin cancer. Those women may also have spent more time outdoors and had or didn't use sunblock. I mean, there's so many other things that they just neglect. And that's the problem I have with some of these studies. You know, these epidemiological studies, again, if you follow the epidemiologist's approach to research, then fire trucks are the reason for house fires, because every time there's a house fire, there's fire trucks outside there 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't necessarily buy the linkage between. And if that's the case, then the hell with the coffee. Let's just go out all and get caffeine anhydrous powder and just take caffeine anhydrous, because it's the caffeine that causes the reduction in skin cancer. How many people were using caffeine anhydrous or caffeine products? And then what about tea? Tea has caffeine in it. Does that mitigate the skin cancer? You know, I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. So that one I'm going to say, show me the money. I don't believe it.
Okay. Well.
Okay. We actually have to take another commercial break. We're going over here a little bit. So let's do this. We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of other great stories to talk about. Some of them real, some of them fake. You must decide. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLER.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
They're sleepy and they're goofy, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum when people come to see them.
That was by far one of my favorite after-school TV shows.
Was it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Petite. Okay. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. You're listening to the special Halloween edition. As you can tell, all the music has been selected, hand-picked by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo to enhance the Halloween feel for those of you who celebrate Halloween. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about some stories, real or not. How about this one?
Okay.
Healthy mouth bacteria provides ideal conditions for gum disease and periodontal bone loss.
Healthy mouth bacteria.
Yeah, so what is considered a healthy bacteria in your mouth? They even sell probiotics now for your mouth, by the way, that is designed to promote healthy mouth bacteria.
And you're saying that it's not
good. It actually leads to
gingivitis. Or
creates a perfect environment for gingivitis. You think true or false?
I would say that's not true.
It's actually true.
Really?
Yes.
I need to read
yes,
that.
Yes, several.
Study.
It's actually, you can read it on the, for those of you who may not be aware of this, I am now updating the articles at superhumanradio.com constantly. Usually four or five every other day, and one of them was just published and available, which shows conclusively that the University of London has found that the healthy mouth bacteria, what is thought to be healthy mouth bacteria, actually provides the perfect environment for gingivitis. However, that's given today's diet, we have to remember. Right. We have to remember the interplay of probiotics and foods. We know that when the lining of the stomach doesn't have healthy probiotics, it actually leads to the undigested particles of food that could lead to things like immune, autoimmune response and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't take this research and go, oh, I should just let my mouth get funky. That's the answer, because it's the interplay between those
bacteria and what you eat that, in my humble opinion, leads to the gingivitis. And that, and I say that I'm right because we just had an anthropologist on the show who said when they looked at the jaws and mouths and bones of 2.5 million year old people, they found, number one, no evidence of malocclusion. Number two, no evidence of periodontal disease. So they were eating different food back then.
I would say.
So I don't think that it's the healthy mouth bacteria that needs to be blamed. I think it needs to be the interplay between the crappy food we eat and healthy mouth bacteria. So there you go. That's another one.
Okay. So do you think that there is a way to naturally reverse the effects of the BPA that we're exposed to?
Of course not. Of course not. That's a endocrine disruptor. Well, what could potentially help you battle those things?
How about what we were just talking about, probiotics?
Really?
Probiotics, black tea, melatonin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So by taking probiotics, you can actually combat the negative effects of bisphenol A.
Major studies finding that probiotic supplementation can degrade the presence of BPA.
That's really important given that there was a study that just was published that shows that bisphenol A exposure to a fetus changes its brain.
Really?
Yes, it can actually cause negative effects to the brain. And let's face it, there's a lot of mothers out there carrying babies who are being exposed to BPA. So those mothers need to start taking probiotics.
And actually, it says black tea.
Mm-hmm. Black tea also.
Black tea and melatonin.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that a pregnant woman take melatonin.
No.
Because if you're not deficient in melatonin, that could cause some other issues. But obviously, those of us who are older, I mean, I've been taking melatonin for a decade now.
Well, I've been drinking tea, so.
There you go.
And the article that I'm reading says that at least one of these is probably in your daily routine.
So it helps to combat negative effects of BPA.
It actually lists 13 substances.
Read them.
Okay. Folic acid.
Very good. I take a lot of that.
Royal jelly.
Oh, that's from bees, right? Royal
mm-hmm.
jelly, yeah.
Quercetin.
Quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid. Okay.
Genistin. Genistin.
Yeah, genistin. which unfortunately is a protein found in soy.
Kimchi.
Which is fermented Korean
food.
Yeah, fermented cabbage, very, very spicy fermented cabbage.
Then it says fermented foods and beverages, black tea, melatonin, probiotics, Bacillus pumilus,
okay.
Lactobacillus casei, and two other ones that
are all probiotics.
Yes,
probiotics. So probiotics are important for you to help guard against the damaging effects of bisphenol A. Very, very good.
That's really good to know. You know?
Yes, because we're all afraid of bisphenol A, let's face it. All right, let's see. I've got one that's a trick-or-treat.
Okay.
Okay. A compound found in common wart treatment can actually be used as a leukemia therapy. True or false?
True.
Yes, it is true. This was just discovered. Once again, this is an article up on superhumanradio.com. But they just discovered that there's a common ingredient in wart-reducing cream that has been shown to suppress the growth of leukemia cells within 4 hours of application, which means it's very, very powerful, while not disrupting any other cells in the body. This could actually lead to a novel treatment for leukemia very shortly. Very exciting stuff.
That is exciting.
And you'd know about this. You'd know it was true had you read the Superhuman Radio articles section. So there you go. There you go. Okay. What else can we talk about, Elisa?
Okay. How about the farmers markets in St. Louis are charging their vendors to hand out samples.
Really?
Yes.
To give away free samples?
To give away free samples. $35 every 2 weeks.
That's terrible.
Can you
and
believe
do
it?
They charge other vendors there or just the...
If they want to hand out samples, but that's more than what the grocery stores are being charged.
Oh, so grocery stores can go there and hand out free samples?
No. Okay. The grocery stores, when they hand out free samples, don't have to pay that much, okay, as much as the farmers markets.
I wonder why.
Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. Well,
you
why
have
would
a
you...
perplexed look on your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Well, it doesn't make sense why they would charge the farmers, quote unquote, more.
The county's Department of Health charges $35 every 2 weeks on top of a $100 seasonal fee to the woman who was trying to hand out waffles at the St. Louis Farmers Market.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
They shouldn't charge you more for handing out anything for free. Why would they charge you for giving away something for free, St. Louis?
I don't know.
I thought that was the city of brotherly love. What happened to the love? Guess it's gone by the wayside.
But hey, I noticed we are going to have a farmers market inside one of our local malls
during
exciting. The wintertime.
How cool is that?
I'm excited about that.
Smart of the mall, because they're going to bring a lot of shoppers indoors that uh-huh. wouldn't go into the mall.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we've gotten a Trader Joe's. They're putting the farmers market in the mall, and we have a Nike outlet store now.
I know. That's exciting. So we'll be able to buy our Nike shoes cheap.
Well, not that it's cheap, but the workout clothes around here aren't that in great supply around here.
I forgot about that.
That's why I'm excited about the Nike store.
I forgot about that. That's right. You'll be able to buy workout clothes, and you do dress up nice when you go to the gym, as opposed to me, who I wear stained sweatpants and.
Oh, speaking of working out, I got to tell one quick little story.
Yes, please.
So I've been doing yoga. I just want to do it once or twice a week to just try and, you know, stretch my muscles. And
right.
So I talked Carl into going to the yoga class with me this week.
Okay.
And
I did pretty good.
You did pretty well.
Right.
And at the end of the class, there's a 10-minute relaxation period. So we lay down, and it's kind of a relaxation meditation portion of the class.
Right.
And the next thing you know, we hadn't been 1 minute laying there, and I hear this. Carl was snoring.
Hey, I was following the instructor's advice and becoming very, very relaxed. What do you want me to say? Do you think everybody else heard me, or did it was just
of course
you?
They did.
Did
How
anybody?
Could they not?
Did anybody giggle or anything?
I did.
I actually snored so loud that I snorted once and woke myself up. Anyway, yes, it's true. I got so relaxed that I started to snore. All right, we have to take another quick commercial break. We've got lots of other good stories to talk about. Also, I have a couple emails to read from listeners and some things that I got on Facebook. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. This is the special Halloween edition. That's my scary laugh. No good?
No.
Okay. Actually, that was my goofy laugh. I'll try a scary one later. We'll be right back.
After that long introduction of...
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I love that song.
What's the name of that one?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, you picked that one.
I was working at Belmont Park grooming horses when that song came out.
Really?
Yeah. Midway through high school, my freshman year, I started working at the racetrack. I worked at the racetrack for 5 years with horsies. I smelt like a horsey.
Interesting.
Actually, that's not true. I smelled like horse poop. But anyway, that's another story. Okay, welcome back. What are we going
to
talk about?
So did you know that there is a link to how many sodas that a teen drinks and how violent they become?
So is the link the more they drink, the more violent they are?
Yes.
Really?
And it's not diet. It's a regular soft drink.
Any soft drink.
It didn't specify in the study.
I wonder. Well, that's important to know. Mm-hmm. It really is, because is it the sugar or is it the artificial sweetener?
No, it wasn't diet, so yeah. It's the sugar.
Okay.
It so says non-diet.
Sugar. Okay, gotcha.
Teens who drank 5 cans of soft drink or more, non-diet, had a 15% increase in aggression.
I know why already. I know exactly. Well, why do you think it is? You have any ideas why?
It's the sugar.
Oh, yeah.
What about the caffeine?
No, it's the sugar. It's the sugar. Because what happens is we all know that when you have wild swings in blood sugar, hypoglycemia precipitates moodiness. People become, you know when you haven't eaten for a long time, you start becoming easily agitated. You're like edgy and you're cranky, and it's like you the littlest thing, you're like get pissed off really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably have those episodes within an hour and a half of their finishing their soda. So if they have 5 sodas a day, that's 5 different episodes throughout the day where they become like totally intolerant of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all blood sugar. I mean, don't get me wrong. The caffeine does have an effect on manipulating blood sugar, but it's clearly the hypoglycemic episodes that they have that are precipitating the moodiness and the flare-ups.
Uh-huh.
It makes perfect sense. It really does.
There's one more article I wanted to talk about, the meat.
Okay.
This guy, Cole Ward, wrote the article, and it's Meat from Gate to Plate.
Okay.
And he's talking about when he was a butcher. He was a butcher for 45 years.
Right.
And he watched managers in these large grocery stores, like if you go to a chain grocery store,
mm-hmm.
he's watched them wash the chicken in baking soda and Clorox and then package it and sell it
as fresh. Yeah, I believe it.
And it was obviously spoiled, but they just repackaged it.
Sure, the baking soda probably blanches the skin and makes it white again, and so does the Clorox, and then they both kill the smell. Both baking soda and Clorox would kill bacteria that would cause stinkiness.
And then he said he'd been in meat departments where the meat saw was cleaned so infrequently that there were maggots in the bottom of the saw that were caught in the bottom of the saw.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
That really is gross. Well, that's why I'm glad we buy our meat from farmers and farmers.
Well, and that's why you
markets.
Need to choose a farmer or a small-scale local butcher or you know.
Yeah. It's scary.
That's
you know
disgusting.
What? It's scary what people are eating today, and then they wonder why they're all getting sick.
Well, that's why we go to the farmer's market and get what we eat.
And the government's idea about food safety is always on the farmer's side. Interestingly,
mm-hmm.
when they talk about food safety, it's always about about shutting. What the hell is that? What is that? Sorry about that. I don't know where that came. Was that you? Okay. I thought it was me.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Yeah, it was you. They always talk,
Sorry.
Whenever they talk about, that's okay. Whenever they talk about food safety, they talk about like how to control what the farmers are doing and how to make the farmer's job harder. But nobody talks about what's going on in the stores at all. On the store level or in the processing plants where they slaughter the animals. And that's really where the problem starts. And then it flows through to the way the food is then handled at the grocery store level. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear anybody talking about that kind of food safety. Oh, no. That's not it. We have to compress and suppress what's going on at the farm side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. So anyway,
Didn't
what else?
Did you have something you wanted to read?
Oh, quite a few things. Should I go for those
go
now?
Ahead.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Let's see what we got here. This was an email that I got from a fella named Joel who lives abroad. I forget exactly where he lives, and I'm sorry, Joel. But he wrote me, "Hi, Carl. My fiance had been getting sick, flu-like symptoms, aches and pains. She complained about her bones aching about every 2 to 3 weeks for the last 4 years. Her name is Kieran, by the way. So Kieran has been to numerous doctors. They did standard blood tests without testing her vitamin D. About 2 years ago, she went to a naturopath, and he was prescribing numerous herbal extracts, which seemed to work for a while. But then she would get sick again and go back to the naturopath and get more herbs, which she was costing her between $200 and $300 a month. Parenthetically, almost could have been taking TA65, LOL. Just listen to that show," he said. So anyway, Kieran found a decent doctor about the time I found your show on vitamin D. When Kieran came home from the doc, I asked her, is he going to do blood tests and also will he be testing for vitamin D? And she said the doctor was testing for vitamin D. He tested her and he said that her vitamin D levels were 50 nanomoles a liter. And to his surprise, Joel's surprise, the doctor was not happy with that. He said that her levels should be 80 to 100 nanomoles a liter, and he prescribed 3,000 IUs a day of vitamin D3. Kieran has been taking it now for about 2 months and has not been sick once. Kieran will be getting her levels tested the 11th of this month, and I will keep you posted on what her levels are. Interestingly enough, that vitamin D is mitigating these problems.
Mm-hmm, that is interesting.
It's really, you know, it's amazing that what vitamin D deficiencies actually precipitate themselves as quite often. A lot of people aren't aware of the different symptoms that can occur from vitamin D deficiency. So it's, mm-hmm. I hope he keeps us posted on that. Don't you also have some questions from some people? Or
I wanted to talk about the email that we got from someone by the name of Kelly who has adult acne.
Oh, yes. And we're doing an entire show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, please.
Is it scheduled for next week?
Well, one of the guests had to reschedule. So we thought we were doing the show on Tuesday. It may still happen on Tuesday or it may happen Thursday of next week. We're going to be talking with both Dr. Jared Scowron, who is the naturopath, who's been on the show before. People love him.
I like him.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about natural remedies to dealing with acne in general, but especially adult acne.
And then we have Jim Marlowe coming on to talk about nutritional approaches and cosmetic approaches for dealing with acne in general. So we're going to do a complete two-hour show dedicated to this subject of acne. And hopefully there's a lot of people out there, maybe they have nieces, nephews, and children who are struggling with acne, that will be able to benefit from something that we talk about in that show.
In Kelly's email, she said that she's in her mid-30s and has suffered from really bad facial acne for many years.
Right.
And she said she went to her doctor and asked for a hormone panel, and he told her that it was a waste of time.
Well, of course it's a waste of time. Doctors don't think that hormones play any role. Doctors don't think that food plays any role. The only thing doctors think that has an effect on their patients are little pills. That's all. Shame on the doctor. The doctor should have said to her, well, maybe you're onto something. Maybe you know something I don't. Let me check. Just because his research may say, which generally most doctors' research comes from a pharmaceutical a rep who comes in and says, look, our research shows hormones play no role. Give them Accutane. Accutane is a very dangerous drug. Has lots of side. Accutane is one of those drugs that you cannot take if you're planning on getting pregnant because it precipitates a myriad of birth defects. And in fact, I think that you can't plan on getting pregnant for years after taking Accutane.
Then why would anyone take it?
If you've ever had acne on your face, you'd know it's a very, very embarrassing and painful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're willing to just about do anything to get rid of it. And Accutane does do something that gets rid of acne. There's no doubt about it. But it also does certain hormonal changes, which leads me back to, well, why wouldn't he check our hormones? It affects the hormones that precipitate birth defects as well. But yeah, most doctors are getting their information from the pharmaceutical rep who says, don't give them hormone tests, give them Accutane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
So also, Quest just introduced a new protein bar.
It's a cheesecake flavored, isn't it?
It's strawberry cheesecake.
They have the best flavors there. Okay, let's talk about Quest for a minute. I want to talk about Quest for a minute.
Just let me make one.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So we got an email that told us that as a thank you to all of their users, they're going to ship out a free bar with any purchase of a box or more of the prototype of the strawberry cheesecake, and it is an all-natural flavor.
Yeah, so it doesn't have sucralose. For those of you who were avoiding Quest bars because of the sucralose, the new all natural does not have sucralose in it.
Right.
It does have some stevia in it, and it does have what is it called?
It's a sugar.
I can't. It's a sugar alcohol, but it's the one sugar alcohol that does not
erythrol.
Yeah.
Erythrol.
It does not cause gastric issues. So you can check that out. The people at Quest are the best. I really love
really
that
are.
Company. So I often say to myself, gee, I'd love to work for them.
I know. I mean, like their newsletters and their athletes that write their blogs for them, like Mark Dalmay. I mean, it just seems like a great place.
Well, and Tom Ballou and Bill Yu. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, Tom. And Ron Kane.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like Ron is like
Shannon.
Ron is like the best. I got an email from Ron the other day. Really, really cool information. Ron, and I'm so impressed that Ron listens to the show because I have such great respect for him, you know,
uh-huh.
And I go, wow, he really listens to the show. Ron told me about a new app called Intracast. Intracast is available to those of us who have iPhones, and there's probably a Droid version as well.
Uh-huh.
But Intracast, you go to the iPhone store, it's $1.99, you download it. You can listen to any podcast that's on iTunes. But the beauty is you don't have to download the podcast. It tells you when your Intracast tells you when there's a new episode available. So like today, when I post this show, Intracast will say there's a new Superhuman Radio episode available. You press play. It starts playing immediately. You don't have to download anything. And if you stop in the middle of the show because you have to go do something, when you come back to Intracast and hit play, it starts right from where you left off. Actually, it's so intuitive that it starts about 5 seconds before you left off. So you actually go, oh yeah, now I remember where I was. Because you remember hearing that little blurb again.
Kind of like what your DVR does.
TiVo does, yeah. And stuff. Right. It's such a great product. You gotta, if you listen to the Superhuman Radio podcast or any podcast that's on iTunes, you have to download Intracast. Once you subscribe, it tells you when there's a new version available. You don't have to download anything. You play it spontaneously. It remembers where you are. Great product. Thank you to Ron Kane for advising me about that. Fantastic. I love it. So anyway, just wanted to say that.
Okay. Do you have any more that you need to read?
Not off the top of my head. I have a couple more that I can go into, but there was some that you had also.
I have one more, or two more, actually. One was Peter Gustafson. He wanted to know, if we only look at the structure of a muscle, what contributes the most to strength? Hyperplasia or hypertrophy?
Okay, I'm going to weigh in my opinion, which obviously can be wrong, okay?
It's on Facebook if anybody else wants to weigh in as well.
Hyperplasia is the creation of new satellite cells, muscle satellite cells. But these satellite cells are not activated yet. And what I mean by that is they do not necessarily provide any contractile force to the muscle. Hyperplasia is important to increase muscle density. There's no doubt about it. And from a hypertrophy standpoint, just a sheer muscle size standpoint, hyperplasia possesses the greatest value because you won't lose the volume gained from these new cells. But hypertrophy, the actual activating and plumping up of the muscle fibers themselves, is more a result of those muscles undergoing regular contractile force. So I would have to say to you, from a sheer strength standpoint, that things like mechanogrowth factor influence the existing muscle fibers and contribute to a greater degree of muscle strength through hypertrophy than they do hyperplasia. So that's my opinion. But hyperplasia will contribute eventually once those new satellite cells are recruited and they start undergoing contractile force and they start to plump up as well. Then they will become – so I guess you could think of it like this. How strong is an army? Is an army as strong as the existing soldiers? Yes, absolutely. But the ability for an army to continue being strong and get stronger has a lot to do with the new enlisted people coming in, being trained, and then being deployed. So think of the satellite cells through hyperplasia as the new military guys being trained and being ready to be deployed, but the army is only as strong as the ones that have been trained already and deployed already. And those are the existing muscle fibers that undergo hypertrophy as they go. So there you go. I hope I explained that properly, but that's it.
Okay, and then the last one that I have is from Oliver Kletner. I've just undergone hip arthroscopy.
Yeah.
Do you know of any specialist sups or treatments besides glucosamine chondroitin for recovery?
Yes. Anything that increases growth hormone is going to speed your recovery of soft tissue injury that occurs during arthroscopy. I would also increase anything that increases nitric oxide production, real nitric oxide production. You may want to look to ornithine or L-glutamine or alpha-ketoglutarate because increasing the donor substances that lead to increased nitric oxide will nitric oxide increases both fibroblast growth factors and vascular endothelial growth factors, which will replenish the blood flow to the area and increase nerve sprouting in the area and help the healing process. We know that increasing nitric oxide production speeds healing. Now, if you want to get really sophisticated, if you were to take, let's say, alpha-ketoglutarate and buy a light-emitting diode in the wavelength of 880 to 890 nanometers and put it into a pad and battery power it and hold that over the area, it will actually penetrate about 2.5 centimeters through the skin. That wavelength of infrared has been shown to stimulate nitric oxide production by liberating the nitric oxide from the hemoglobin. And if you combine that with taking a nitric oxide precursor like alpha-ketoglutarate, you can actually speed the wound healing probably by 50% of the time. This is actually an FDA-approved approach to dealing with both diabetic neuropathy and the wound healing process of bed sores. They use that same wavelength to stimulate nitric oxide production, which speeds the wound healing process. So I would say anything that speeds nitric oxide production, liberating nitric oxide production specifically in the area by using an 880 to 890 nanometer LED pad. I know I'm saying that fast, right?
you sound like you're on fast.
I'm on fast forward. Well, I'm trying to answer it and get it in as quickly as possible. We have to take a break. And then obviously, anything that increases growth factors like growth hormone, and of course, do not discount glucosamine and chondroitin's ability to speed wound healing of soft tissue through the increased production of hyaluronic acid. We have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we will read some more of your emails and Facebook posts. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. This is our special Halloween edition. This is my friend John Babcock's favorite song. This goes out to John Babcock if you're listening to the show.
Stop the things you do. What's up?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern
Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
No matter how many times I hear that, it gives me goosebumps.
I know. It really is a great song.
I love that.
The theme from Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Now, you asked me when we were going into the break, who did the song, I Put a Spell on You?
Mm-hmm.
And he was an artist from back in the 50s, and his name was Screaming Jay Hawkins.
You know, the song, Phantom, the Phantom of the Opera is there inside. Inside your mind.
And it stays inside.
And it stays in your mind. I'll listen to this song and it's in my head all day.
Right.
All
it's
day.
It's something about the organ.
Sing once again with me, a strange jewel.
I have to admit, it's a great, great musical.
It really is. If you get a chance, go see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a couple comments on Facebook that,
yes,
I wanted to read to you.
Okay.
When we were talking about, I guess you posted grass-fed beef from Trader Joe's this morning.
Yes, yes.
And then we were talking about venison because we saw the deer in the yard, and then whatever. But anyway, so Renee Petruna,
right?
She said that she eats venison from her yard. I guess she kills them from her yard.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
I don't know.
Let's see if we
can
find
out
really
quick.
I have no clue. I don't know either. Wow, that's great that you could do that. We could have done that this morning, actually. There was a deer in the front yard. Actually, two deers in the front yard, remember?
Mm-hmm.
No. See, I should have shot them, Elisa.
No, you shouldn't have.
Okay.
No.
And then also, Nick Williamelli, who goes as Nick Guggs on Facebook, posted that you cannot give blood for 3 years after taking Accutane. Wow. Mm. Wow. That's amazing to me. That really is amazing to me.
And then Stelios said that he just happened to be eating chopped venison while we were talking about it, and he was listening to the show.
Was it raw or was it cooked?
Raw.
Oh,
it was,
yeah,
raw.
That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't had venison in a long time, but I really, really like venison. A couple things I want to talk about. Kind of toot my own horn, okay? First of all, I was interviewed by Judith Piazza of the Student Operating Press at SOP.org, the SOP.org. Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm, nope.
It's a group of amateur journalists, writers, and broadcasters made up of the students all around the United States. It is probably one of the largest groups of professional journalists in the world. I mean, non-professional journalists in the world. And they interviewed me. Because of the Superhuman Radio Show, and it made Google News this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Wow.
And then also, I got a lot of really good comments from people I would have never thought would have even cared about the show that I did about when Carl went through menopause. I really was surprised about that. I must have gotten somewhere between 15 and 20 messages, emails and Facebook posts from people saying things like, you know, I'm glad you did this show. You know, this was a real good service. And it wasn't from women. It wasn't all from women. I mean, I got emails from a couple people from the Power Surge forum because I think they reposted the show over there saying, thank you for doing the show. When you were describing your symptoms, I thought you were talking about me, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I really did that show just because of the women over at Power Surge, because I get emails from them all the time about these symptoms, and they're panicked and like, am I sick? Do I have multiple sclerosis? Am I dying? And it's like, no, you're not. You can reverse this. But I got a lot of positive emails from people on Facebook too, saying, you know, this was really nice that you did this show. And I was really taken aback by that, because I didn't think anybody was going to like the show but the small group of people that the show was meant to help.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a positive thing as well.
Very nice.
Yeah. So what else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
Dr. Andro posted his new blog today.
Okay.
And it's about stevia.
Really?
Uh-huh. Stevia is so much more than just a natural sweetener. Combination therapy with stevia and fenugreek.
Fenugreek, right.
Fenugreek, as effective as common diabetes drug.
Yeah. Actually, stevia by itself has been shown to be very favorable to the pancreas in allowing the pancreas of people who are near type 2 diabetic, pre-diabetic, to stabilize itself where it does not overproduce insulin. And this isn't just in the meal that you have the stevia. It seems to have a prolonged effect. So there's some magic to this stevia plant, first of all, as it relates to the pancreas. And Dr. Rouse came on the show and talked about using fenugreek to slow down the blood sugar elevation from both high glycemic pre- and post-workout meals, as well as from whey protein, which is known to hit the bloodstream pretty quickly and undergo gluconeogenesis and raise blood sugar. And he said that fenugreek was better than having high fat with your protein powder.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that doesn't surprise me that those two together could have some really, really good benefits to people who are pre-diabetic.
I didn't get to read the whole article because it was right before the show that he posted it. But interestingly enough, they were talking about the stevia, fresh stevia, and how they prepared it in the lab. And it's the same exact way that I use my fresh stevia out of my...
To make your stevia extract.
To make my stevia extract, the same exact recipe.
Here's something interesting. Somebody, let me see who sent this so I can give the proper credit, but somebody sent me an article here. It was actually John Garofano. John Garofano sent me some information, a bunch of different information, and one of them was a link to a website called crack.com. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
They actually did... September 21st, which was after we did many of our shows, but they actually did a list of the six most horrifying lies the food industry is feeding you, and all things that we've talked about on the show. You know, the wood being in food.
Cellulose.
Right. And then what they do to orange juice. They called it zombie orange juice.
Uh-huh.
Ammonia-infused hamburger meat, and what they do to treat hamburger meat. I mean, just listing on and on. And I just thought that was great because they got an amazing response over there. We've talked about this stuff on the air months and months before they even started. Maybe they're listening to the show.
Maybe so.
It could be. You never know. Anyway.
But anyway, I wanted to just plug Dr. Andro's website.
It is actually Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. It's by far, in my humble opinion, the single best supplement review blog I've ever seen.
I love this article. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but after the show, I'm going to.
His blogs look like top-notch magazine articles with little excerpts, and he does these little blocks of information that kind of feeds into the article. I mean, the layout, the content, everything, it's just amazing. He really, really puts a lot of effort into that. And the research he does is beyond compared to anything that I've ever seen anybody do. Really, he has the best blog out there as it relates to supplements.
He sure
no
does.
Doubt about it. Did you say I said that?
No, I said he sure does.
I know I do repeat myself. So,
one last thing: are you and Dr. Rouse going to do a show on the probiotics that he?
We're going to do a show. Dr. Rouse is putting together a primer package with complete directions on a small group of supplements that will be used if, A, you have some gastric problems, and, B, if you want to avoid having them as kind of like a maintenance approach. and we will be doing a show, and he will have all of the things that we discuss, all the supplements, the probiotic regimens, and so on, which it's not a lot of stuff, in a kind of a one-step kit that you purchase to get everything in one shot with complete directions. And we will be doing that show very shortly. But, you know, Peter's very, very busy, and he is putting this all together at the same time. So I'm hoping that within the next week or so, we will have that put together.
Okay, because we were just talking about probiotics a lot today, so I was just curious.
Yeah. Anything else to talk about, Elisa?
That's
I know
it.
We probably forgot things, forgot to mention things.
No.
Okay. All right, so we are going to go ahead and end the show. We want everybody to have a happy, healthy, and safe Halloween. Please, and if you can, get your children to eat fresh fruits and vegetables instead of candy. Yeah, right. Try that one.
And roast some seeds from your pumpkin. Those are awesome.
Yes, yes. And we'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.